Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Ken Blanchard is supposed to be with us, but he's actually not with us right at this moment. We think he will be here pretty soon, though, and because he's on kind of a one of those radio tours where he's looks like maybe somebody may have hung on to him for a little while. We'll get him on here in just a little bit, but I do want to talk about a little bit about the book that he has out right now called Customer Mania. And those of you who've been around a while, you know who Ken Blanchard is. He's the guy who made the 1 Minute Manager famous, and it's been a great ride for him ever since then. And by the way, did you know that book was self-published in the beginning? He couldn't find anybody to publish it, and so he said, you know, like the Little Red Hen, I'll just do it myself, and he did it, and it was very successful in the beginning, and before you knew it, somebody picked it up. I've forgotten which company picked it up, and then, you know, it's the rest is history. But my point is, those of you who are thinking about writing a book, those of you who maybe have written a book, or you're looking around for a publisher, you know, Ken wrote that book 25, 30 years ago. Over 25 years ago, I think, for sure. And so way back then, it was probably really was called Vanity Press. Well, it's not called that anymore. And the reason is because technology has made it possible for you to write your book and to get it and to publish it and to get it out there into the customer's hands. And so, you know, and I own my own publishing company, SBN Books. And that's how we, you know, somebody asked me if I was looking for a publisher. I said, I already have one. I'm not looking for another one. And so it's a great success story. Only the thing is I could have said all that about Ken's book and you would have thought I was talking about 2004 when the truth is it was in the 70s that he did that. So my hat's off to him for blazing the trail for a lot of people who want to, you know, want to basically disregard the traditional publishing industry, which has really seen a lot of changes over the years, and a lot of it because they haven't conformed to the new realities of the 21st century. So anyway, Ken's a great story. He's a great role model for a lot of us in a lot of different ways. But the new book is called Customer Mania. And one of the things he talks about in this thing is the importance of treating your customers right. And that's something that I think that we all should focus more on and remember that our customers are the most important member of our organizations. Now, you might be saying, well, duh, but you know what? Duh doesn't get it. And here's why. Because we say that. You might say duh, but that doesn't mean that that's how you execute. That doesn't mean that that's the way the people in your organization execute thinking about customers. And I mean, more and more and more when I go into the marketplace, I get when I do business with people, large and small, more and more and more, I am treated like an intruder. I'm treated like, and it's not just me, folks. I know some of you are saying, well, that's how I treat you too, but it's not just me. I see them doing it with other people. And, you know, you walk up to a place and you write them a big check and they give you your stuff. And then they don't even look at you. They just turn around and walk away. You know what I tell them? I just stand there. I swear I do this, folks. I just stand there and I say, you know, I could go. I don't have to buy my stuff here. I can go somewhere else. And if they don't get it, then I said, how about thank you? And then sometimes you get a weird thank you, but sometimes they just look at you like I just landed from Mars. Well, you know what? That's when I go somewhere else. And so one of the things I like to encourage you to is if I say customers are our greatest asset, they're the greatest member of our organization, the most important member of our organization, and the most important aspect to the success of our small businesses. When I say that, and you say, duh, well, here's my challenge to you. Go to your company. Go look around in your business. Listen to how your employees treat customers and see if it's you still feel that way. I hope that's the case. I hope when you say duh to me that you've got a right to say that. But before you are smug about that, I want you to find out for yourself if your employees, if the people who work for you and who touch more customers than you do, if you have employees, they touch more customers than you do, find out how they're treating their customers and still, and then come back and let me know if you still feel like saying duh or if you got a little work to do. Ponytail, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. We'll be right back. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about having Ken Blanchard back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what I can say about Ken Blanchard that hasn't already been said, but in case you haven't heard of him, I'm sure you've probably heard of The 1 Minute Manager, and that's a book that he made famous over many years ago. I told you about it earlier in the previous segment about how he got that book started and what a role model he was for a lot of us authors out there. He's the author of so many other books, including one of the most recent ones called Well Done. And then he's got a brand new one out now called Customer Mania, Ready to Serve. Ken Blanchard, welcome back to the show.
Jim, how are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Well, good. It's good to be with you.
You know, the thing that I like most about saying about you when I introduce you, that's I'm really the happiest about, is to say that you're my friend, and I appreciate you being with us every time you get a chance.
Well, it's my pleasure too, Jim, because you're out there trying to help people, and that's what life is all about, is what we give rather than what we get.
Absolutely. Well, and you've made a career of that, and it comes through in all the stuff that you do. Ken, your new book is called Customer Mania. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I tell you, it's a kind of an exciting project, Jim, because I met David Novak, who was the chairman and CEO of Yum Brands. They were spun off from Pepsi, and that's mm-hmm. KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Long John Silver, A&W Root Beer, and they had the first three initially, and he told me that they wanted to create Customer Mania worldwide with, you know, 840,000 employees in 100 nations. And I said, I've heard of big, hairy, audacious goals, you know, but do you mind if we follow you around? And your friend Jim Ballard and right. Fred Finch and all started going all around and just watching what they were trying to do, because creating great customers is a journey. It's not a destination. You know, I was at a company recently that had a big banner behind me. It said the year of the customer. And I said, what's going to be next year? You know, I mean, every day has got to be the
Absolutely.
Day of the customer, because, you know, without your customers, you're in big trouble. Because, you know, today, if you don't take care of your customers, somebody's waiting to.
Well, it sounds to me like that's exactly right. And folks, in case you didn't believe what I just said in the previous segment, Ken just put a big exclamation point behind that. Ken, the thing that I'm seeing out there that it sounds like Yum Brands has figured out is they realized that the way for them to be successful was to figure out how to differentiate themselves from their competitors.
Absolutely. And you have to do that not only in the mind of your customers, but you got to do it in the minds of your people, because if you don't take care of your people and inspire and excite them, they're not going to take care of your customers. And so what I found is that doing great customer service, Jim, is really a full throttle process of, you know, having the right target, making sure everybody knows what you're trying to accomplish, you know, taking care of your customers, but taking care of your people. And then it requires the right kind of leadership, you know, leaders that are there to serve, not to be served. People are not egocentric, but are service-minded. And their big job is to serve their people so their people can serve the customers.
Well, absolutely. And that's one of the things you mentioned, something That's one. It's really step one in the book, and that's set your sights on the right target. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, the right target to me is to realize, Jim, that profit is the applause you get for taking care of your customers and creating a motivating environment for your people. And so when we talk about the right target, we're really saying it's both people and results. It's not an either or. And a lot of times when people say the target, it's just the results, it's the bottom line. No, if you don't raise up the development of your people and the taking care of your customers to equal partners with your performance is going to go down.
One of the things that that I have been talking about and writing about recently, Ken, is something that I think has become an epidemic in our marketplace, and it's a condition that I call the customer syndrome. And
yeah,
it's an attitude where companies get so focused on what their competition is doing that they wind up their strategy becomes, how do I manipulate customers to beat my competition rather than how do I serve my customers to get all the business?
Yeah, I think that what we have really forgotten is that business is all about taking care of people. And, the two people are your own people and then your customers. I had a funny experience that I write about in the book of going to a store that's not Nordstrom's and thinking about I had to call my wife Margie, and I asked this guy in the men's department to use the phone. He said, "You can't use the phone." I said, "You got to be kidding. You can always use it at Nordstrom's." He said, "Look, buddy," he said, "they don't let me use the phone here. Why am I going to let you use it, you know?" And so I think that people got to get that it's really a people game. You know, why did business start in the first place? To serve customers. And how do you serve customers? By serving your people. And that's what customer mania is all about.
Well, and if one of the things I found, Ken, I know you have too, if your employees aren't happy, your customers aren't going to be happy, and they're not going to come back, are they?
No, I mean, if you don't get your customers excited about, you know, here comes another customer, it's another opportunity to serve, and they're thinking, you know, thank God it's Friday, you know, I can't wait to get out of here, then nobody's going to have a good experience. If your people aren't having any fun, your customers aren't going to either, that's for sure.
Ken, this book is out now, right? It's on the bookshelves right now.
Yes, it is, and it's really kind of fun to see the journey that Yum is on. That's a big journey.
Well, and folks, some of you may remember Jim Ballard, one of the co-authors of this book, talking a little bit about some of these things that as he and Fred Finch and Ken were working on. The title is called, Is Customer Mania Ready to Serve? Tintail, we'll be right back with our friend Ken Blanchard after these messages. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ken Blanchard is our guest. Ken is the author, along with Jim Ballard and Fred Finch, of the new book, Customer Mania, among other many books that he's written, like The Leadership Pill, like Full Steam Ahead, like The Servant Leader, like the classic One Minute Manager. And Ken, congratulations on your prolific career and all the great insights and the great inspiration that you provided for people all over the world.
Well, I appreciate it, Jim. You know, publishers think I'm crazy. I write too many books, you know. But I tell them, you know, I'm just having a lot of fun, you know. I mean, like, Covey waited 5 years. Now he's got the eighth habit, you know.
Right, right.
And boom, it's up on the major bestseller
Absolutely.
List. And they say, that's what you should do, Blanchard. Make them wait. I says, I got life to do. I'm
well,
having fun.
Mr. Covey on again a week or two ago. I just think you have more to say than he does.
Well, maybe. He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, though. He is. He's a good guy. We enjoyed having him here. By the way, one of the things that before we go any further, I want you to give us your website, please.
Yes, it's just really kenblanchard.com.
All right. And they can find out more about your organization there?
Yes, they can.
All right. So check that out, folks. And the books are available wherever books are sold. Ken, everything happens. Somebody once said nothing happens until somebody makes a sale. But even before that, and as an old salesman, it kind of hurts me to say this, but even before there's a sale, there has to be leadership, doesn't there?
Yes, and that's one of the things I found in Customermania, Jim, is that if you don't have servant leaders leading the operation, they're never going to have great customer service, because what you get when you get the egocentric types is they think it's all about them, and so the energy is moving up the hierarchy away from the customer as everybody's, you know, trying to please their boss.
Right.
But if you get a servant leader, and I found throughout Yum! Brands, they all were mainly interested in the customers, not everybody sucking up to them. And so it takes special people, I think, to make great customer service. And I think that's what's so important. You know, I think that's what Sam Walton did initially, and some people have concerns about, you know, what's happening now. But, man, he was just all about the customers. That's what Walt Disney was all about, the customers. And so that's what it is. You need servant leaders.
Well, and the thing is you've got to learn how to grow those leaders. Some people I see they're leaders, but they act like they want to keep the franchise on that for some reason, instead of sharing that leadership and encouraging people to become leaders in their assignments.
Yes, and you know, you're there to serve your people so they can serve your customers, and you serve them by helping them, cheerleading them on, supporting them, encouraging them. You know, that's really what it is. I mean, one of the things they're doing at Yum! Brands, they want to take recognition to a new level, and they're doing everything to catch their people doing things right and cheering them on and creating. You know, they have a recognition band in their headquarters and everything to try to just make excitement about people being good human beings, serving customers well.
You know, Ken, I'm old enough to remember when companies did that back in the, you know, 25, 30 years ago, before things got really tough I marked the changeover about the mid 70s. But prior to that, you go to a company like Sears or any of those companies, and the employees were happy people.
Yeah.
And they took care of their customers.
Well, I think also, though, Jim, just to defend that area, I don't think Wall Street and everybody was running businesses the way they are today.
On a quarterly basis now.
Just quarterly, and now they're going to start looking at them on a weekly basis and all that. There's just incredible pressure out there and competition. You know, business years ago used to be a way of life, you know, and you went to work was almost part of your ministry.
Right.
And now
that's a good question, Ken. When are some of these companies going to say, you know what, you can analyze all you want to, I'm going to take care of my customers and let the analyst go fly a kite?
Yeah, and I think, you know,
is that naive of me to think that could happen?
Well, I think the strong leaders, do that. You just can't let somebody else be running your business. I remember when ServiceMaster got hit by Wall Street a few years ago and Bill Pollard was still chairman, he called a special meeting of all the stockholders and said, you know, two things. One, I would recommend you buy. It's a good price. And secondly, we're not going to back off our values. We're not going to back off what we're doing. This is just a glitch, you know, and it takes some guts to that. And that's leadership. And customer mania depends on great leaders.
Absolutely. The book is called Customer Mania, Ready to Serve. Ken Blanchard, thank you for being here. Looking forward to our next visit already.
All righty, Jim. Take care of yourself.
See you
God
next
bless.
Time. You too, sir. Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back in next hour with Renee Schaaf and Rich Riley with Yahoo. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.